Blog Talk Radio.
Giving opportunities and giving favors. Which one do you normally get the most? Do you normally ask for favors or do you seek out opportunities? Opportunities. What kind of things do favors and opportunities have in common? Do you even think about this kind of thing a lot? Probably not. You know, you can say that this show is going to be a little business center. A little business center. Just a little bit, not a lot, little bit, not a lot, little. What's going on, Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world? Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on? How are you feeling? You know what I'm saying? It's Daily Go Get a Mission Show, DG Show. So, opportunities and favors. Well, let's go with, let's get right into it. Let's talk about favors first. First of all, with a favor, and this may go for an opportunity too. In order to get a favor from somebody, first of all, you have to have a need. When somebody does a favor for you, it's normally because you've asked them to do it. You know, you don't normally have a favor being done for a person who didn't ask for it. You know what I'm saying? Because that kind of takes away its ability to be a favor. It's normally a favor because you had a need or want or whatever. You needed something from somebody and they had it and you was in good with them, or maybe you weren't, but you asked anyway. You know, closed mouth don't get fed, and you made sure that you was going to eat the day. So you asked, like, listen, can I have that? Can I have that? Can I touch that? Can I be that? Can I have that will to me? Can I get a blessing today? You didn't necessarily do anything to earn that favor, but hold on, slow down. Pump your brakes. There are things that you can do to have been able to earn a favor. Like if you've done something for somebody else, or you've been there for somebody else, you've been a good dude. You know, you've been a good dude, good woman, whatever the case may be. You have been a stand-up person. And so a person doesn't mind doing a favor for you. Like, I wouldn't normally do this for anybody else, but for you, I got you. Have you ever made a purchase from somebody or went to make a purchase for somebody and they told you, yo, your money is no good here. We got you. You in here for free. You're good. We in here for free. Now, that's a favor. You may not have asked for that. And sometimes you may refuse or reject that favor. Like, no, my money is good here. You know, you may be dealing with somebody that has a startup business or whatever, and you know that they need to get it popping. So you want to put your stamp on it. You want to represent. Like, listen, I want you to take my money. Because I want the money that you take from me, I want that to be what sparks you getting a bunch of money from a bunch of people like me. I want your business to be successful, and I want you to start it out as if you were running a business. Because black man or black woman, if it was the white man, people would be coming here not asking for no favors, discounts, or whatever. If it was a China man, they already know what time it is. Don't even ask for that. All of a sudden, them motherfuckers not even going to know. They not even going to understand English. Yeah, I understand six chicken wings, fried rice, salt, pepper, ketchup, and hot sauce. We get all of that. But what you mean? You got to pay me tomorrow. I don't know. I don't understand nothing. You talk funny now. You want Snicker bar? Dollar. A dollar for Snicker bar. It's in the freezer. It's cold. No. That's how they wouldn't ask for that favor from the white men. And they wouldn't expect that from the Asians. So I don't want you to expect that from me, even though you may have it to give. And I understand, don't get me wrong, I'm not rejecting this or forcing my money on you because I don't respect you. But what I'm telling you is, I want it to be said that I supported this business outside of moral support. I want it to be said that I put some money into this, because this is a good thing to put money into. So, you know, like, you may reject that favor. Like, nah, let me pay to get it. You know? So, but yeah, it's a favor nonetheless. And that's a favor that you didn't ask for. So it kind of goes against what I was talking about in the beginning. Like, normally you ask for a favor. But I guess in that situation that I was just talking about, you can get a favor without asking for it. You earn that favor by just being who you are. You're a good dude. You know, people show you love because of who you are, what you do, what you have done. Your resume speaks for itself. Your reputation precedes you. You stamped. You good. You good. You can go anywhere. You can go anywhere here in the hood. It's all right. You can knock on doors. You can try doors and go right on in and sit on the couch. Enjoy a 40-ounce and a cheesesteak with a roach. A roach named Trevor. Hey, Trevor, you eating? Nah. Go ahead, man. I ate earlier and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to go ahead and the little baby, they left him some Pampers on the floor and upstairs in the bathroom. I'm going to eat that shit later. You know what I'm saying? You know, all this fresh food shit. Now I go for the perishables. You understand what I'm saying? Pamela K. Oates. Miss Pam. Miss Pam is back up in the house. What's going on, Miss Pam? It's good to see me from you. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't seen you in a sun of Mondays. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen you in a sun of Mondays, and it's really good to see me from you today. You think it ain't when it is? You think it wouldn't when it was? And Cherry is all up in the house. It's Cinderella day to day. Well, it's the woman day to day with fame. It's Cinderella day to day. Well, it's the woman day to day with fame. Good to see me some you. That's my word. Emily Dunlap on the Instagram side. Good to see me some you. So, yeah. So, you know, we're talking about the differences between favors and opportunities. When you're given a favor, when you're given an opportunity. Normally, a favor stops right there. When somebody does you a favor, that's it. You needed that favor for that time being. You know what I'm saying? A favor is normally for a situation that you found yourself in. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be trouble, but you may have found yourself in a sticky situation. It was a little sticky joint. It was a little sticky joint. It's a sticky situation. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't a good look. You know, you found yourself in a little sticky situation. You knew somebody who could help you out with it. You made that phone call, made the call. It worked. Now you're good. Now you can move on to the next phase. You can move on to the next step in the process. But favors, I'm not going to say that favors normally die on the operating table. Because I imagine that a favor could turn over. But when we talk about the differences between a favor and an opportunity, when you're talking about an opportunity, you're normally looking for an opportunity to do some work. Not necessarily 9-to-5 work, but what I'm saying is you're normally asking for an opportunity or looking for an opportunity or trying to earn an opportunity to be able to do more work in order to create more opportunities. Creation of opportunity. Now, originally in the description of this show, I wrote that you normally create opportunities. You don't normally create a favor. But as you can see, when we was just talking about when you've done something for somebody before, and so somebody owes you a favor. Well, that kind of changes the dynamic of the whole situation, right? Because I did a favor for you before, or I was there for you before. I was in support of you before. So, of course, you're going to do me that favor. But I hadn't really thought about it before. What if you have done someone else a favor before? They actually owe you a favor. They owe you that. Like, yo, I looked out for you. I looked out for you. And you know I looked out. When you was broke, when you was starving, when you was homeless, when your car broke down, you was on 4 flats or them bald tires. You ever see somebody with a car, they tires so fucked up, you be looking like, yo, forget running over a pothole. Yo, your tire's so bald, you better not run over a damn goody comb. Yo, you run over a goody comb, you're going to be flat to the point where it ain't even no need to try to patch that tire. Or plug the hole in that tire. Yo, you done. This shit bald. You ain't got no tread on the joint. You ever see anybody with tires like that? That shit is real. You be looking like, yo, what are you doing? Nice car. But, yo, you ain't got no wheels. It's a serious situation. Ronnie Lynn Charles on the YouTube side. That's what's up. Shout out to Ronnie Lynn Charles on the YouTube side. Shout out to you, Ronnie Lynn Charles, on the YouTube side. You know what I'm saying? On the Philadelphia side. And on the New York side, the Queens and the Manhattan, Harlem is in the place. South Bronx, the Bronx, yo, get a taste. And can't forget my Queens brothers. Can't forget my Queens sisters. It's Staten Island, you know what I mean? Brooklyn, BK all day. Kings County is in the house. Kings County is in the house. No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, good to see you too. Good to see you too, Miss Pam. No doubt. TK Wright says the tire balder than a chick with no edges. But get edges. You can still have hair. You just don't have no side hair. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about bald. I'm talking about, you know how somebody got the, you know, you ever see a chick with male pattern baldness? She still got a hairline, but that shit missing all up in here. So, you know, you still got the hair. You're like, yo, normally I wouldn't be an advocate for a weave or a wig, but you know what? Today's your day, ma. Today's your day. I might even chip in. How much a wig cost? I might have to throw in a dove, baby. I might have to throw in a dove. I have to get out the dummy knot. Get out the dummy knot head. Hey. I got a dove on it. I got a dove on it. Yo, go ahead. I don't know. How much a wig cost? I'm going to Google this shit. How much wig cost? Because you ain't going to be running around here looking like your hairline looking like a Frisbee and shit. You running around here with your hair looking like a Frisbee, ma. We not doing that. We're not doing that. Look like you've been in a fight. Look like you've been in a fight with a stud. Look like you've been in a fight with a stud, man. Y'all be. She done decapitated you. Yo, you've been in a fight with an Indian. Looks like somebody tried to scalp that ass. All right, hold on. How much wigs cost? Yeah, seriously. How much wigs cost? See, give me a ballpark figure. I got this lace front wig. Oh, no, we not doing that one, though. We not doing no lace front. Yeah, because we already said you still got a hairline. You just missing. Ain't no hair in the bowl here. You know what I'm saying? It was shit. No, this is beyond alopecia. You know, I don't know what the fuck is going on up there. You got that little Linus comb over going on up in there. We're going to fix that, though. We're going to fix that. All right. So that lace front wig was $84.70. We got a Fleur Fashion, you know, $15.99. Now, that sounds too cheap. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to give you the $20, and you still got $4 left after that shit. Is it tax on wigs in Philly? I mean, a wig should be considered hats. A hat, which should be considered clothing, which should make it tax exempt, right? No? What's good? Okay. No. Look at this shit here. What kind of wig is this? $216.26. The fuck is up with this? Angie Queen 4x4 lace. Oh, see, them lace front wigs. See, we gotta get rid of these lace front wigs, man. You know what I mean? That shit look crazy. Ain't no hairline that defined. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. Hold on. Hold on. I'm gonna click this shit on. Hold on. You know what I'm saying? We gonna take care of this wig situation. What's going on, Rita? Rita Rez. What's up, Rita? What's going on, Rita? Forehead. Hold on. I don't know about this one. They ain't doing that shit. That shit too cheap. That shit too cheap. We not doing that one. That shit was $877. Nah, we not doing that one. We get us a nice. Okay, here we go. Boom. This one, this is the one we might want right here. You know what I mean, I got 20 on. I got a dub on the wig because you're not gonna be running around here looking like a 1960s politician. You know what I mean? Past middle age, 36, 39. We might have a winner here, y'all. We might have the winner. We might have a winner. You done flipped that coin and made it land on one of them plates at the carnival. I think we might have a winner right here. Human hair blend, wig short, natural wave, pixie cut, short styles 2020 with bangs. Very natural wave, short machine made, woman's natural plaque, black, number one, B palest, blonde, honey, blonde, bleeper. Okay, all right. The jaw don't look that bad. This is essentially a terror cat, though. I'm not really feeling that. But it's almost like Anita Baker cut. She had a haircut like Anita Baker. I looked her up and down, said, my taker. I got men's waves in here. Okay, I've come to the wrong place. Let me break the fuck out. That's what I get, going too far. Anyway, you have a friend, you have a family member, you have somebody close to you in your life that you see with these bald ass tires. You might have been like, listen, man, you gotta come on, man. Let me take you to my man. You know what I mean? He ain't gonna run up in you for the price and all of that. But let him throw a couple of dollars on this on these tires. You know, before you slide your way on the highway to heaven and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm talking about highway to heaven. Whether we talking about the OJs, whether we talking about Led Zeppelin, whether we talking about Guns N' Roses. Listen to what I say, because you not going to heaven today. All right. What's going on, my brother Lawrence Sakel? My brother Lawrence Sakel is all up in the house. Yeah. What's going on, my brother? Good to see me some you, no doubt. No doubt. That's right. Okay, I'm going to help buy this week. Listen, man. You know, y'all know I'm against all that weave shit, that wig shit. You know what I'm saying? But, I'm also against that ugly shit. So, you can't be a woman. It's bad enough when you see a man. You know, Lawrence, you know what I'm talking about. You know, niggas, that's way past the barber stage. Like, yo, what are you going to the barber for? You having him shape up nothing. He can't create hair. What you going to do? Have him spray that shit on? Don't do that, dog. It's time for you. The clippers are gone for you, unless you have a beard. There ain't no more clippers in your life, son. It's time for you to embrace the razor. I got a few choice words for you. And I hope you don't get offended. But I'm going to just go ahead and put these choice words out for you. Gillette. Chic. Bic. Nair. Do you understand what I'm saying, son? No Nair. Because motherfuckers be trying to do the shaving cream, trying to do the shortcuts, whatever. You know, I don't like shaving, you know, so I just, you know, I use the magic shit. No, that shit don't work right. Your hair be stinking like ass. We not doing that. Anyway, we supposed to be talking about differences between favors and opportunities. Bottom line is, when you've done somebody a favor before, more than likely you can expect to have a favor done for you. So in that way, in that regard, you have earned that favor. As a matter of fact, you may have done favors enough for somebody to the point where if you went to them and asked for something, they better not say no. You know what I mean? You know how sometimes you give a person that look like you going to go, like, oh, hold on. Like you come to ask for the favor, like, hey, yo, I need to holler at you, but yo, all right, hold on. Yo, I need to, this thing, I got a little, You know, I got jammed up a little bit. I need you to come out. You know, I need you to come take this walk with me. That's right. Mannequin challenge the motherfuckers. Like, I wish you would act like you got to think about it. I wish you would act like you got to think about it. Like, you coming with me to do this favor for me. I know it's 2 o'clock in the morning, so I know you got to get up at 5. So, do it. When you needed me all those other times, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know what? If you can't do that favor for me, I understand. You know, sometimes it's just not the right time. I just hope, you know, I just hope I don't just start talking. Yeah, straight like that. So, but those are favors. And we all need a favor every now and then. You know, you get stopped by the cops. You know, you might have warrants. You definitely need a favor then, right? Your officer. Them warrants really ain't about shit. Or in Philly, in the case of you living in Philly, maybe you got stopped by the cops while you was driving and your papers wasn't all the way straight. You know, you supposed to have your license, registration, and insurance. You may not be able to pass that test with 100. You know, you might be able to get 2/3, at least 1 out of 3. But if you lose out on one out of the three, they have the discretion to impound your vehicle. But that's going to cost you a lot more money. So you might need a favor. Like, listen, officer, I really need a break today. I know, listen, I'm just tell you straight up and down, my car ain't straight. I haven't had enough money to go get these, you know, either get it registered or get these stickers right, these inspection stickers. I ain't have it. My check engine light is on. I couldn't go get an inspection and inspect the pad. So I got to get this car fixed, but it's running. You know what I mean? And I got to get to work, officer. I work out of state. He gonna take your license. Since you already told him, you got to tell him up front, though. Don't play stupid like, oh, yeah, I got my license, registration, insurance. Hand him off that shit, and he go back and check that shit, and they come up wrong. Now your car getting taken. No, you got to tell him the truth up front. You may not be used to telling the truth up front. I know how it be. But this time, you might want to employ the new change of telling the truth up front, because then he can decide how to run your license. So he might go check for warrant, and if you straight and you already told him the truth, that lets him know, like, you know what, this dude, all right, he just got caught out there today. Truth be told, I ain't really have to stop him. He just looks suspicious. But tell you what, I'm going to do him a favor today. I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to just give you a warning. I've actually had that favor done a lot of times. To the point where when they did take my car, I was like, what the fuck? Take my car? I was honest, officer. You can't take the car of an honest nigga. I'm gonna get to work. I'm gonna get to my girl house. Yo, you fucking up the money and the pussy. Do you really want to do that, officer? I think you should do me a favor. But anyway, okay, so, you know, favors, I hadn't really thought about this. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? My brother Ansel Jones is all up in the house. Good to see me, some of you. What's up, my brother? Without a doubt. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. That's up, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on through. You know how we do. Thanks for coming down with the crew. Word up. Talking about something. What did I walk into? Nah, anything good? Hey, anything good? Anything good? Niggas is good. Niggas is good. Niggas is good. Carol Chambers was telling us, I'm going to need a favor. I saw that knot, Omar. Nah. That's a knot. not not K-N-O-T. That's a not. Like, it's not what it seems. You know what I mean? That's gas bill money. Cash App on the wigs. Now you would get that PayPal. You know what I mean? This Cash App shit getting out of hand. All right, so you can't write something. So right, Carol, let me know whatever you got in your pocket, bro. Ansel Jones says, poor high school football field ball. There you go. That all that area around the 35-yard line to the other 35, the home 35-yard line to the visiting 35-yard line, that shit fucked up. Y'all doing too much work at midfield. Somebody need to do some garden work at midfield. And this might be turf. You know that's bad. All right. Put the link in the chat for the wig. I do that shit. Hold on. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? It probably ran away. Oh, wait. Where'd it go? $36.99 with the precise. Hold on. Some of these joints is off the chain. $166.99, $133. What the hell? And these are white chicks. Yes, white chicks, you know, they down with that wig shit. You know, let a lot of people tell it. Nah, white girls don't be having the shit. Hair dye is their thing. If you ever see a 60-year-old white woman that's still working with gray hair, let me know. Because from what I understand, that's a rare occurrence. That shit is like a UFO. Okay. Okay, hold on. Kimberly says, do you always expect a favor in return for doing a favor? No, not at all. However, when you put money in the bank, do you expect the money to be there when you need it? I know you didn't deposit that money just to give to the bank. Yeah, what's the real shit? You ever open up a new account with a bank and they trying to fuck your money up from the beginning? I opened up an account at Citizens Bank. It was like 2013. And yo, Citizens Bank got on some dumb shit. I was like, yo, so I deposited. No, wait. It was 2010. Yeah. So I deposited like 600. And they was like, yeah, well, you know, you can't get none of the money out for like 2 weeks. I was like, what? That was a paycheck. He was like, yeah. I was like, why? Oh, because of new accounts and blah, some old stupid shit. I'm like, yo. I need that money. Oh, and Mr. McIntyre, we'll see what we can do. You going to see what you can do with my money? So these banks, they get funny. They get funny. Dollar Shave Club, no offense, a fighting word. Wait a minute. TK Wright says, so if you help her, but the wig, did she need a favor or was that an opportunity? Oh, no, I'm giving that $20 just because, you know, like, listen. What we don't need during this pandemic, what we don't need more than anything else during this pandemic is chicks walking around here looking like it's a pandemic out this motherfucker. If it was any time to be image conscious, it would be now. Like, look, man. Motherfuckers is out here getting that PUA money. So stop trying to play broke. Y'all know y'all getting paid. Y'all beating out cats that got jobs. Y'all getting all the money. All the money, and it be green. So, no, I got that $20 on these. Like, you're not going to be running around here looking all crazy, shorty. I got you. Like I said, I wouldn't normally support the wig and weave culture. This time is going to be different. Now, there's nothing that can make me that would make me support the eyebrow and eyelash culture. Like, now, wait a minute. Slow down. We're not doing that. There's nothing you can say to convince me that you need eyelashes. Blink. We're not doing that. No. Why is ass sticky? Okay. No, it still says anonymous tips coming out of nowhere. Oh, yeah, good looking out, y'all. Yeah, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, it's the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the R. And we are talking about the differences between favors and opportunities. When you need a favor, when you need an opportunity. Now, I think it's time that we talk a little bit more and a little bit more in depth about opportunities. Opportunities are chances. Basically, they're chances. Chances to capitalize on something, chances to improve yourself. Chances to do better with something, chances to have something in a way that you may not have had an opportunity to have without this opportunity. But you normally do something in order to get an opportunity. Like at work, some people may look at just getting a job as an opportunity, and it is. It's definitely an opportunity at the grassroots level, the entry level. However, you can create opportunities once you get your foot in the door. You work hard, you're dedicated, you play the game the way it's supposed to be played, you keep your nose clean, you know, you make the right types of moves, people start to notice you. They may give you another opportunity. But you've worked for that. You're not just hanging out and, you know, hoping that the good Lord blesses you one day. You're actually working for this opportunity. So you may have an opportunity to make more money in the term of a raise in pay, more responsibility, so you get a promotion. But you work for that. And when you get that opportunity, guess what else is going to happen? You're going to work for even more. You're going to work even harder because you want to keep creating those opportunities. You want to keep putting yourself in the position to be able to seize opportunities. Opportunities are great things. Favors are good things, too. But opportunities roll over. They roll over. You do well with an opportunity, it creates another opportunity. It's like feeding a gremlin at night, giving a gremlin water after, if you throw water on them, then they multiply, right? But if you feed them after night, then they become, what was the gremlins called before they became gremlins? Before you feed them after midnight or whatever, what was they called before? When they was all cute and obedient and, what was it called? TK Wright says, thought the screen froze. Anyway, some people always need a favor but don't create opportunities for themselves. Creating opportunities for themselves. See, that's the thing, Carrie. A lot of people don't understand that. They don't understand about creating the creation of opportunities. They don't understand the value of hard work, dedication, putting yourself in the right places at the right time, making yourself accessible. They don't see the value of it. A lot of people think that that's kissing ass. A lot of people think that that's busting your ass for nothing. They don't see it. They don't have that vision. They don't really realize the good luck that hard work creates. And it does. It does. You know notice that a lot of motherfuckers that talk about working smarter, not harder, are the ones that ain't working at all. No, we got to work smarter, not harder. Motherfucker, you ain't in a leadership position. Only leaders talk like that. Yo, pick up a shovel. Now, you show me how to work smarter with this shovel. Oh, yeah, that's some good shoveling. You got it. You nailed it. Make sure that shit is 6 feet. Then jump in. And if you've ever dug a hole with a real spade shovel, if you've ever dug a hole, you will know what hard work is about. Your arms and shoulders will, and your back will be fucked up the next day. Fucked up proper. Real bad. That's, you can't fake. You can't, one thing you can't fake is digging a hole. You can't fake that shit. Talking about some Philly stop and frisk. Many, many hustlers have gotten off with just having, you know, normally getting robbed is a bad thing, but when a cop take your drugs instead of locking you up, that's a favor. Like, you know what? Mr. O'Malley, you a dirty ass motherfucker. But not today. I'm going to have to tell my boss that we're going to have to re-up on the G-Pack. But that's a lot less than the bail that we was going to have to pay. Even in hustling, in the hustle game, opportunities are abound. You may start out just being a lookout. Like, they ain't letting you hold no, they ain't letting you hold no drugs yet. You ain't ready for that. You just look out. Make sure the cops ain't coming that way or that way, or if undercovers, if somebody that we don't know is buying drugs, make sure that they get the dummy shit. Or whatever, you know. After you do that right, then we can start letting you hold. After you do that right, we may even let you, you know, oh, we find out that you got some chef ability. You a little scientist. Now, he cooking them rocks right. All right. You ain't even got to be on the street. You stay at home and you cook up. Opportunity. You ain't got to be out there in the danger zone. You know what I mean? You might even be getting paid on salary. Or you have the hydroponic lights. You got the electric hookup to whereas you can run those lights somewhere in your house and it won't be reflective in your electric bill. But you are crafting the purple, the loud, the chocolate, the Buddha bless, the Seth. This nigga brought Seth back. Can't stand Buddha. No. Don't smoke Buddha. Can't stand Seth. Yes. What happened to Seth? When was the last time somebody smoked Seth? In the 70s and 80s. Everybody smoked Seth. Yo, we got the Seth. Yo, we was smoking that Seth. You say that shit to kids now, they don't even know what Seth is. Bring back the Seth. Seth was short for Sesamia. And it just meant without seeds. It was weed without seeds. That was a big thing when you was rolling up with the top paper and Easy White. You know what I'm saying? You know, some people don't know how to roll joints. You know, they roll joints. And they rolling it's sticks and seeds and all kinds of atrocities. You rolling up the Reggie? You rolling Reggie in with the good shit? That was before That was before the weed was green the way it is now. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers got the hydro. You know? It's like, yo, we got all kinds of colors and flavors. And, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, so Seth was a big thing. You smoke Seth. So you wouldn't have that crackle and pop when you smoke. Mm-hmm. No seeds? How does shit reproduce? What happened to Seth? Let's look up Seth. Yeah, I mean, what happened to Seth? Oh, I'm sorry. Sensimia. We was calling it Seth. I've never heard it called Sense. Medical definition of Sensimia. Highly potent marijuana from female plants that are especially tended and kept seedless by preventing pollination in order to induce a high resin content. Also, a female hemp plant grown to produce Sensimia. Don't smoke Buddha, can't stand sex, yes. It takes two to make things go right. It takes two to make... Rest in peace, DJ Easy Rock. Huh. Look at this. That's almost make you want to smoke. Look at that. There really ain't no seeds in that shit. It look like straight bud. Ooh, look at that picture. It's beautiful. Bring back the Seth. Niggas be saying shit all wrong. That shit clearly has an N in it. Sensimia. Like, my fuck that N. The N is silent. Seth. Yo, man. Fire up the Seth, right? You know what I mean? I smoke Seth and I never fess. I smoke Seth. And I would never fess. I guess, yes, y'all. A fresh, y'all. I smoke cess, y'all. And we the best, y'all. I never fess, y'all. All right, man. Let's keep moving. Opportunities. Get back to opportunities. So anyway, there are opportunities that you can get in any area of life. An opportunity is just another way, another chance to be able to do something that you probably wanted to have done. I'm wanting to do that will make something produce something good for you. So what do you do in order to create an opportunity? There are many things you can do. And unfortunately, just like a lot of things, there are good opportunities and then there are bad opportunities. You may be doing something that makes you feel like you're creating a good opportunity, but sometimes your intentions can skew the direction that the opportunity goes in. Hold on. Lawrence Sagel says, my check engine light has never been on. You know what? You got a little bit too many exclamation points right there, brother. I have a feeling that you may not be 100% truthful. Maybe 98, but I don't think you're being 100. Let me ask you this. Is your check engine light not on right now? Like, is it not on right now? Ansel Jones says, when I came back from Germany, we have to get new tags. Explain every time we have been to the DMV yet. Oh, haven't been. I'm just saying, it's almost lost. You got me. You got me back. No money and no coochie makes son go such. No body, no coochie, no money, no coochie, no Louis, no Gucci. Okay. Carol says, I only deal with credit unions personally. These banks be on some bullshit. But one thing you can't do is save your way rich. And if you could save your way rich, then you was rich when you were saving. My motherfucker was thinking, oh yeah, I just put this money in the bank and I'll live off the interest. They don't be knowing what the fuck they talking about. Yeah, I just live off the interest. So let me get this straight. You sitting on $10 million, but you living off $50,000. Yeah. Only with motherfuckers that don't have no money be saying that kind of shit. I could just live off the interest. You getting 2%, nigga. 2%. Nah, I opened up a money market account. You know, the interest rates are a lot higher. Well, let's see here. Okay, wait. What is the interest? Wait. Oh. What is the interest rate on most? Oh, fuck.
According to Investopedia.com, key takeaways.
No.
The interest rate is the amount charged on top of the principal by a lender to a borrower for the use of assets.
Okay.
Most mortgages use simple interest.
What is the interest rate on most money market accounts?
According to Bankrate.com, the average interest rate on a money market account is currently 0.09%, according to Bankrate's weekly survey of institutions. Yet some banks are offering around 7 times that.
7 times 0.9? Or did she say 0.09? Okay. But she also said that some banks are so starved for money, they like, yo, put your money in this shit so we can make that shit grow for us. And we'll even give you some of yours. But we're going to penalize the shit out of you if you try to take some of your money out. We don't care if you're riding on four ball tires. Go get a wig. Go get a wig. Go get what? Go get a wig. Lamb chop was cute though because of her eyelashes. Yeah, well, I don't have nothing against lambs having long ass fake eyelashes. But women in cars, there's something about them long eyelashes. I don't know. I wish a bank would with my loop. I would do a Chris Rock. Grand opening, grand closing. Word up. Wait a minute. I'm almost down. Okay, I think I've come to the very end. Lawrence Segal says, I just stopped smoking. Are you serious? Oh, are you serious? Do you mean stop smoking because you just ended the blunt? Or do you just stop smoking, period? Like, let me make sure we qualify this here shit. YS Books is always a good look. Thanks for coming on through, Ma. Good to see you now, Ma. Word up. Ansel Jones says, see? Showing off college math. Look at that. I just say it. Look, I might can't do no calculus, and I might can't be all that good in trig or geometry. But I will pull a motherfucking Ray Charles. You know how Ray Charles used to always want to get paid in $1 bills so he made sure he didn't get cheated when he did gigs? I will do that on you. Like, look, I can add like a motherfucker and subtract like hell. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Look, when I worked at City Blue, they used to make me count the entire inventory by hand. No computers, No gun, no nothing. One pair of Calvin Klein. Two pair of Calvin Klein. Three pair of Calvin Klein. Four pair of Calvin Klein. Six. Sergio. Jordache. Sharon, Bill Black, Taylor. Like, yo. Learn to get that count right. Got real good at it. Get the count right. If you don't learn how to count money from working with Jews, then them motherfuckers was faking. Y'all ain't real Jews. Y'all motherfuckers Hebrew Israelites. Look, y'all fucked up money. You know how, like, Hebrew Israelites always say the Jews ain't the real Hebrews. And Jews like, look, y'all ain't getting no money. Y'all ain't the real Jews. Fucking Hebrew Israelites. Y'all too busy stealing money and quoting Bible verses. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. Actually, I do like to hear that shit. I actually do give them a couple of dollars. You know what I'm saying? I just like to see them go at it with Muslims and shit. Like, look at these cornball Muslims coming through with their little Quran. Let's get at them. Maybe going at them too. Like, yeah, assalamu alaikum. Listen, man. Listen. 12 tribes of Israel, you know, over here in the Americas, that's the real Israel. That shit over there, them Zionist ass, and you know, these African ass motherfuckers talking about they the original man. Prove it. They don't say they're the original man in the Bible. Prove it.
Also, it says translation. 1 cent
monthly interest. I'll live off the interest. If I live off the interest, I'll pay all my bills. Live off the interest. I'ma get this money. Live off the interest. If I ever win the lottery, off the interest. Everything is gonna be off the interest. I'm living off the case money, living off the interest. My mom left me some money. She got the, and left me 6 figures, baby. She left me 6 figures in the house, baby. Yeah, add up to 200 grand, baby. I'm living off the interest, yo. I'm living off $30 a month, baby. Living off $30 a month, baby. Living off $30 a month. Yeah, I'm getting this money like this. Don't front, Yeah, $30 a month. Fuck out of here, say. Hey, yo. Wise Book says, I lived off interest for a while. I used CDs. I stopped after 2008. Well, how much was the interest? And interest on what? I mean, listen. It all depends on what the interest is. That's all. That's what I'm saying. Look, I ain't gonna front. If I'm a millionaire, I'm living like a millionaire. That don't mean, you know, all the flash. But I'm not gonna own or have my worth 7 figures and live like I'm making 4 or 5. It won't work. My quality of life is fucking diminished. Here I am, sitting on the goose that lays the golden eggs and shit. And I'm pushing a Yugo? I ain't do that. I wouldn't push a Yugo if I was broke. That's that nigga shit. Like, shit, I'm broke. You expect me to ride around like I'm broke? Nah, son, I need a caddy. STS, nigga. I need a caddy. Yeah, but you just said you was broke. I know. That's why I look like I'm rich. I just got this new ring. Just cop the joke. You know what I'm saying? 40 carats. 40 carats? 40 carats of what? That ice. Yeah. 40 carats. They act like you know. That's what I was. Speaking of 40 carats, I was watching, I was watching this YouTube video yesterday with Gilly the Kid, you know, Gilly, King of Philly, and all of us. And this is back when he was with Major Figures. You know, Gilly used to always try to emulate Jay-Z a lot early in his career. You know, talk all that. Let me put it this way. Nobody in Philly really acts like Gilly. Gilly would give you the impression that that's the way Philly niggas act, but if you notice, nobody else acts that way. This cat has never had a hit record solo. I don't know what that means to you. But anyway, he had on these big ass, he had this big major figures piece, and it was a, mind you, this is like 2002, 2003. He had on two pieces. One of them was the major figures piece. He was like, yeah, I'm the 80 carat. He's the 80 carat something. Both pieces were supposed to have 80 carats in it. I'm like, 80 carats, 40 carats. What? Major Figures had one album. One. Not two. Let me check that. Maybe they had an album I didn't know about. Let me see. Albums they had. How many albums? Figures for Life. Year 2000. That's what I'm saying. One album. One. I know they had more than one deal, but they only had one. They only had one album. One album. One. So I don't know. But, you know, he was getting his money on the street. But it's funny. Like, okay. It is what it is. Okay. I had several CDs locked for 5 years. Each CD paid a bill. 2008, I cashed in and paid off my house. But with CDs, you have to wait for them to mature. I don't know. I guess if you set it up right, it could work. I don't know. The goose that laid the golden egg is served at church. They can't serve goose. Why is that? Why can't eat geese? I've never heard anybody. I heard of people eating duck. Of course, chicken and turkey, but never geese. Geese just be out by the water. You know what I mean? They just live free. Like, I wish you would. I wish you would even throw a rock at us. Cops going to come get your ass. We are protected. I don't know why they're protected. There's thousands of them. Just shitting everywhere. You can't even walk. You're trying to walk down by the water. Like, man, it's a good thing. I guess goose shit don't stink. You know, you, why his book says you can select monthly dividends. Oh, okay. So I would imagine that you would have to have a significant amount of money in the CDs in order to be able to maintain any type of lifestyle that would be conducive to you being able to pay your bills. That's a little different than, you know, when you hear the average person talking about living off interest if they hit the lottery or some shit like that. The bottom line is most people don't know what they're talking about. So if we're talking about, I mean, evidently you do know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about necessarily. Kind of, yeah. But I know the average person, they just saying that shit. They haven't gotten that money. You know, where I come from, motherfuckers, you know, grandmom die, leave them the crib. She lived in a crib 50, 60 years. You know, at the time they bought the crib, it was under $10,000. Now it might be worth, you know, okay. Let's say they gentrified the neighborhood. Now the house might be worth 100, 200 grand. Left in the house. They gonna live in the house. They ain't selling the house. So grandmama left, big mama left the crib, left them the crib, and she had an insurance policy. So now look, 100 stacks cash. You know what? That's a little high. Grandma left you 75,000. $75,000. And she had money stashed. You know, titty money. She had all the titty money in the stash. Good amount, too. No wonder grandma was never broke. Grandma left a whole extra $37,000 straight titty money. You know, titty, stash the titty money. When grandma passed, she had the money in the titties. We had to just tell the paramedics, hold on, before you revive grandma. Make sure y'all motherfuckers, you know, because I know y'all got to open, you know, a chest and all that. I don't want y'all seeing nothing on grandma. Y'all ain't got no business seeing. All right, y'all can go ahead and do what y'all got to do now. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Resuscitate grandma. Grandma! Come on, baby. Come on, grandma, fight. Fight, grandma. Come on, come on, come on, grandma, please. So you chilling. Roughly sitting on, I mean, you know, a little over, you know, $250,000. Sitting. Problem is, you're a crackhead. The problem is, you're crack. That's a major problem. But even crackheads have created opportunities for themselves. Plenty of them. You know, crackheads normally learn how to do things that other people wouldn't volunteer to do. Like I never thought of landscaping before, but look at me on crack and cutting grass like a motherfucker. Planting bulbs, cutting hedges. I get busy with a weed whacker. Get stupid. I get stupid on a weed. You will not be choking the life out of these gardenias. No. No. This narcissist plant is safe with me. I'm a landscaper. And I'm a landscaper, and I'm also a drywall taper. Nobody can tape drywall like me. I'm a beast with some joint compound. I get the mixing, the joint compound. I get the mixing with the joint compound. When I get done that shit, I ain't gotta sand it. I put the shit on smooth, add tape, make it smooth again. Create opportunities. You do good work for somebody. Word gets around that you're doing good work. Guess what happens? Other people are calling. Your phone's ringing. You got to get an appointment book or learn how to use your phone. You got to learn how to use your phone. Put down the pen and paper. You setting appointments now. You know what I'm saying? You know, your alarm is ringing not for you to get up now. Like, you got an appointment. Such and such wants you to come look at her shit. You're going to get money. But, yeah, you've created opportunities for yourself because you've done well, kept your hands to yourself, maybe even kept your negative thoughts to yourself, and now people are looking out for you. You're creating opportunities. Instead of going out spending all of your money, you're saving your money and reinvesting in yourself, you're creating opportunities. That's not a favor. Now, somebody can do you a favor, like show you how to do this. You know, maybe they've noticed a talent that you have and they have instructed you on how to hone your talent, how to direct it in the right area. Maybe they have done you the favor of putting you around people who can help your talent to grow and flourish, whatever that talent is. So they've done you that favor, and now that has created an opportunity for you. And maybe you're the type that gives back. You're not just the type that seizes an opportunity and then just runs with it, but maybe you go back and give back. So you're creating opportunities for other people, creating ways and opportunities for them to be able to maintain, sustain a formidable lifestyle. It's a good look. Now, in these days and times, we need to think that way strictly. You know, nothing is more disgusting to me right now than black people who are totally selfish. Like, I'm getting mine. Fuck everybody else. I'm like, that's exactly what the white man said to you. He getting his. Fuck you. You'll figure it out once you get tired of failing. There's a lot of y'all, once y'all, because y'all don't know no better, y'all get tired of failing, so y'all start stealing, creating new failures for yourself. New opportunities to fuck yourself and be all up in the system. Cal Chamber says, they do sell goose at specialty meat stores. Really? I wonder, is it tough? Is it greasy? Because, you know, like duck is pretty good, but I'm cool on the duck. Give me that chicken. That duck is a little tough. You know what I'm saying? Which makes sense because, you know, they be swimming all crazy with them wet feet. And so Joe says, Trick Daddy's song, Take It to the House, helped him get from out the red. Shit, it was a good song. I like Trick Daddy. He used to have good shit. And I don't know if he ever had a ghostwriter or whatever, but lyrically, that shit used to be all right. I used to be like, him and Rick Ross. I used to be like, look like they can write. They don't look like it. I wonder, are you writing this shit? Trick Daddy more than likely wrote his shit because it used to, either that or he used the same ghostwriter time and time again. But he definitely used to speak it in his image, you know what I mean? Because everything was that. In the beginning, everything was that thug shit. Thug shit and ghetto shit. Everything ghetto and thug. Captain says, they say it's greasy. I've never eaten it. Yeah, that's why I asked. It sounds like it might be a little greasy. We about to get up out of here in a minute, y'all. You know what I mean? Some quick minutes. I did want to talk about this tonight, though. And I actually had fun on the show. I don't know if we covered the whole thing, but I know how it goes. You know, days goes on. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And you know what? We're going to have to actually start the show on time tomorrow because I got to do some things. I got to do some things early afternoon tomorrow. So, yeah, you can get goose, duck, et cetera, at 9th in Washington. Ninth and Ninth Street. So which one is it? The Chinks or the Wetbacks? Because I know it ain't no Italian. Some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious January 15th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are special. They are special. They get R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get get. Number one out the rock. My man, Mr. Duckett. Mr. Duckett. You know what? I ain't seen him around in a while. My man, Keith Duckett. You know what I'm saying? Security. Turning 62 years old today. You know what I mean? I've seen, speaking of opportunities, creating opportunities, yo, over the years, Keith has put me on with some shit. Online, he may not say too much. He just, you know, says security and stuff like that, but he actually very intelligent and quite talkative in person. Totally different from his online persona. But that's my dude, and he definitely gives back, and he'll put you on with some fly shit. That's my guy. Happy birthday to you, Keith. And also, Sahira B. Simmons, turning 35 years old today, and Maria Reynolds, turning 57 years old today, and Lachey Brown, turning 35 years old today, and Mitch Bonzo, turning 32 years old today, and Percy McIntyre from over there in JA, no relation, but always related, turning 36 years old today, and Madeline Ellaby, turning 41 years old today, and Dee Bell, turning 55 years old today, and Suzanne Lewis, turning 43 years old today, and Betty Chapman, my girl, Betty Chapman, happy birthday to you, and comedian Tommy Too Smooth. And that would do it. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday with this glorious January 15th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. And do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. And do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, hey, yo, we talk about creating opportunities. We're talking about getting favors, giving favors, receiving favors, doing favors. They have a lot of the same ingredients, but they don't cook up the same. And the way that they end are not always the same. Now, we were talking earlier about how when it comes to doing favors or receiving favors, it normally ends right then and there. Like, yo, you did me that favor, good looking out, man. That's a solid. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get back at you. I'm gonna definitely return that favor later on. But when we start talking about opportunities, you're talking about opportunities to do better, to keep going, to roll over, to recreate, to keep reproducing. It's like twins, it's like triplets, it's like, you know, quadruplets, quintuplets, sextuplets, the octomom joint. It's going to be aight, though. And opportunities come when you're ready for them. Talk sometimes about how we missed opportunities and stuff like that. They'll be back. If you keep working, if you keep striving, if you keep asking, if you keep praying, if you keep doing what is necessary in order for those opportunities to recreate themselves, they will be recreated. Sometimes you have to miss that train because maybe it's not taking you to the place where you want to be, but you thought that it was taking you exactly to the destination that was meant for you. But that's not always the case. Sometimes we find out that later on, yeah, it was meant for us to go here. I had to miss that bus. I had to miss that train. My car had to break down on my way to this, that, and the third. Because there was something waiting for me there that wasn't, it definitely wasn't going to create a good opportunity. Shamana call? Says, before you rap, do the daily for me. Yo, there's a backstory behind this, but you know what? I wouldn't normally do this, but I'm going to do this one time. It's the daily. The Daily Go Get 'em is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the thing. tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. Make sure y'all here. We're going to start on time. I'm going to go to bed now-ish. And we'll be ready to do it tomorrow. I want y'all to have a good night. If some of y'all sneak out, creep out, go ahead and do whatever y'all do tonight. Be careful. It's still a pandemic. Wear your PPE. You know what I'm saying? Wrap yourself like those blunts you smoke, but do that shit in saran wrap. Just cut some holes in that shit so you can breathe and taste. Because if you get the Rona, guess what? You won't be able to breathe and taste or smell. We don't want that. Those numbers are crazy high, and whether you believe that they are authentic or not, doesn't matter. You know people who have gotten it. You know people who have perished from it. You know you don't want it to be you. I know I don't want it to be me. We know we don't want it to be each other. So let's make sure that you wear your mask. Make sure that you don't be touching nobody all willy-nilly. You don't know the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell y'all something. This society that we living in right now is a church hug society. That's right. You will not be copping a feel when you hug now. You hug like this with the mask on. Your ass that way. Ass that way. That's how we doing it. Hey, kitty. Good kitty. Nice kitty. Fun kitty. Good kitty. Nice kitty. Fun kitty. All right, y'all. So let's get on the body here. Make sure that y'all share the show on your way out. Make sure that you like the show on your way out. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, it's the Daily Go Get It Business Show. I will get back to y'all. Love is love. So let me get Blog Talk out of here. We go bye-bye, Blog Talk. We go bye-bye. You go peace.